Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. It's Friday, Lumberjack Fridays, and joining me is the voice of God, also now known as Carmel.
Yeah, good morning. I think I just have to go by Carmel now because everyone can see my face, right?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special episode planned today. There is a comment section near the end of the episode. We will be introducing you to two special guests today. However, before we do that, let's go through some of the top headlines from across the country today. Starting with, a lot of officials in Thailand have come out and spoken about the laws regarding vaping, shisha, and e-cigarettes in Thailand. Now, Thailand's government has been reminding tourists of the nation's current anti-smoking laws. The Tourism Authority of Thailand has taken upon itself to remind travelers that they should be more aware of electronic cigarettes, shishas, and smoking in areas in general. Now, this might sound strange to people who are accustomed to being in Thailand, as vapes are easily available for purchase and can be ordered to your doorstep. Shisha bars are also open, although, you know, they're a bit more hidden. They're behind closed doors or on high floors where there's no clear visibility. And old-style giant e-cigarettes are also available in Thailand. However, technically, they're all illegal. And if you're caught with it, they can be confiscated. The TAT says that there is no smoking in public areas as well as part of a broader tobacco control law which aims to promote a clean, safe, and smoke-free environment. Travelers entering Thailand are advised not to bring any e-cigs or vapes with them, including e-cigarette juice, which comes in many different flavors. You can't even bring the juice. Public areas where smoking is prohibited include sports complexes, all tourist attractions, airports, outdoor areas like exercise and sports training facilities, competitions of any kind, sporting venues, public zoos, parks, amusement parks, markets, and children's playgrounds. In 2018, all public areas of airports officially banned smoking. Those who fail to abide by the law may face a fine of up to 5,000 baht. Now, there are some smoking areas designated at airports, so those are still okay. Some airports and other public transportation terminals do have designated smoking areas, which the TAT said that it's allowed to do there. But yeah, good luck finding out which ones those are. And the laws regulating e-cigarettes have sparked controversy, prompting a cabinet minister to propose that vaping should actually be legalized in Thailand, while police have launched separate operations to crack down on the sale of the devices. Should it be legal? Should it not be legal? We don't know. Critics ask why the devices are so easily available in the country if they are against the law, which is a very good question, Carmel, isn't that? Why are e-cigarettes or vapes so easily available if they're against the law? To which I'd like to say, a lot of things that are available in Thailand are against the law, but, you know, I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying.
Weird, though. You could literally find it in markets. The access to it is, like, there's a lot that you can find, yeah. But I don't understand why it's illegal.
Well,
I did hear that it has to do with taxing, you know, like, a lot of... Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to say this. But then cigarettes right now, it's a big thing, right? And that's where the government gets all the money. So,
well, all I have to say is prostitution's illegal in Thailand as well. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. That being said, let's move on to our second topic, which is regarding Smaug. Not the dragon from Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, rather. Mm-hmm. But the smog and the elevated levels of PM2.5 in Bangkok. Bangkok, Thailand has seen the worst air pollution levels of the year so far. Granted, it's only been February, but it's absolutely shocking. An uncontrollable fire raging for 2 days straight at a rubbish dump in Samutprakan, which is a province in Thailand just south of the capital, has pumped PM2.5 dust into the air. A fire has plagued a landfill site in the Prek Sah district since Tuesday night in an area covering more than 100 rai of land. Prek Sah district firefighters deployed over 20 fire engines, but the fire is still not under control 2 days later. Local residents are complaining about suffering from a cough, sore throat, burning eyes, and a foul smell in the air. Residents are taking out their daily tasks with great difficulty amid the thick smog. Yesterday, I looked out the window and it's a very clear, visible, thick smog in the air. And yeah, at 8 a.m. this morning, actually, the air quality index measured a very unhealthy 262 number reading in Samut Prakan. And in Bangkok, levels hit unhealthy with 198 reading. It's quite concerning when you look at the weather in your city and it says, oh, you have extremely unhealthy weather. Mm. Yeah. Do you have an air purifier at home, Carmen?
No, I think I should get one for well, sure. Do you?
I never had one before, but I recently invested in one. And I was very fortunate to be gifted one. Mm. It's kind of got me a little paranoid because I can see the number on the air purifier and I see the number and it's extremely high. And I was like, whoa. And it takes a very long time to go down. And if I keep it turned off for a while, yeah, it goes back up. So, which kind of makes me paranoid what's going on in my room, what's going on in the city.
What's the number indicating?
It's like an 84, 85.
Oh.
Which is, it says on the scale that it's moderate, but I don't want to be in moderate. I don't want to breathe moderate air. I want to breathe in good air. So, I don't know what to do. I'm like, do I just constantly keep it on? It makes me a slightly little more paranoid, but.
Yeah.
So, is it better to not know? Or is it better to know?
It's better to know.
Viewers, what do you think? Our last topic before the break is about planting trees. Because guess what? Planting trees could decrease deaths during hot summer months. That's right. Planting more trees in Bangkok to lower summertime temperatures could decrease deaths directly linked to hot weather and heat waves by a third. Increasing tree cover to 30% would shave off 0.4 degrees Celsius locally on average during hot summer months in Thailand. Bangkok has over 3 million trees. Under Green Bangkok 2030, more trees in Bangkok will be planted throughout the metropolis to increase green areas to an average of 10 square meters per person, up from 6.9 square meters today. So right now it's 6.9 square meters. The World Health Organization has said that healthy green cities should have an average of at least 8 square meters. So we're on 6.9, not bad. Mm. We're trying to reach 8, which is considered great by the World Health Organization, but we're aiming to reach 10 by 2030. Do you think we can do it? Do we need more trees in the city? I don't know where they're going to put them.
I mean, the only place they could put them are in the parks, no? But it's not like we have parks literally
well, more
everywhere.
Trees in the parks.
Yeah, I mean, I understand I can't see where else they could put it in Bangkok.
I understand the idea. It's a great idea. But I'm like, where do you plant the trees? They've got to grow somewhere. But yeah, interesting. Maybe they'll figure it out. I'm glad that that's not my job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we have someone we would like you to meet. So stay tuned. We have a couple more fun stories coming along, some special guests, and some questions and answers with the members and the viewers. It's a fun-packed Lumberjack Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Hello and welcome back. That was a very refreshing break. This show is brought to you by Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy. One of the best amazing new attractions in Thailand, especially in Kamala Phuket. If you are in Phuket, please visit. We've also made a video about it so you can get an idea of what you can expect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to introduce two new guests that have joined me. In particular, one Lynette.
Hello, guys.
And one Paulus.
Hello, good morning.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, fresh faces and old faces alike, I would like to give a quick introduction before I let them talk for themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lynette. You might have seen the wonderful Lynette on some of our TikTok and YouTube short videos. She's actually been with us already for quite a few months, around 6 months, Lynette?
Yeah, half a year.
And she's been working with our other departments, more so in Thai. But yeah, we've now brought her on to work with us on the English side of things. Lynette.
Thank you for giving me a chance to doing this. This is a great opportunity for me too.
Wow, I did not expect that. Thank you.
That's it.
All right. So, yes, a lot of people were commenting. By the way, you're already a hit. A lot of people, there was public outroar like, get the YouTube Shorts girl on GMT.
Someone's calling me Cat Girl, right?
Cat Girl, yeah. Because her first video was about, I think...
the Meh Wang Century is about a cat hotel.
A cat sanctuary, yeah. Therefore, you were branded the Cat Girl. I think, is it the microphone? Okay, there we go. We brought, and also, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Paulus. Paulus has just joined our team this week, and he's a veteran himself. He's got a huge experience in production, and he's not only going to be helping us making videos and working along, but yeah, he's worked with channels much bigger than us with millions of followers. So we're glad that we have someone like him on our team with vast experience in production. And welcome, Paulus.
Right. Thank you, Jade. That is such a bizarre input. And I look forward to serving you guys. So yeah.
Well, bizarre is what I do. And of course it's Carmel. I keep calling Carmel Voice of God because I've always called her Voice of God and our audience knows her as Voice of God. So I'm afraid that one day I'll just be like Carmel. They'd be like, who's this Carmel girl? Because they don't know that she's the Voice of God. Because many people haven't seen her. So we are in a transition place. But anyways, let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, who would like to start? Ladies first?
Sure, ladies first.
Okay, guys. We have exciting news for all aquatics fans. The Thai Fisheries Department has just announced the introduction of a brand new breed of clownfish called Goex Thundermaroon. Yeah.
A clownfish.
Yeah, okay, they're nice. Cute, though. The new breed is a cross between the Gold Nugget Maroon and Thunder Maroon clownfish. This latest addition to the marine world is expected to bring a splash of color to aquariums everywhere. Goex Thunder Maroon clownfish have maroon spotted white sides. They grow to a maximum length of 17 centimeters. Males of the species can reproduce at 6 months old, while females can reproduce at 18 months old. Shalom Chai Suwanarak, Director General of the Fisheries Department, stated the project to develop the new breed began in 2020. According to him, the department studied purebred Gold Nugget Maroon and Thunder Maroon clownfish before breeding them to produce a unique pattern that is passed down to the next generation. The breed is intended to be an ornamental fish that will not exist in natural water sources.
Okay.
Okay, they can live in aquariums, however, not with predator fish.
I see.
Okay. The company Local Dive Thailand says its diving guides normally find 28 known type of clownfish, four of which are located in island province of Phuket. Where you come from? The Phuket?
I do come from Phuket. Okay. That is true.
Clownfish are important for ocean environments for many reasons. The company says the clownfish remove parasites in addition to oxygenating anemones. Anemones with clownfish tend to be larger than those without them. The company says suggesting that they are healthier. Even though they are cute, they are so good for the world too.
Clownfish?
Yes, a clownfish. They are very important, even the small one.
How are they important though?
Helping the environment and helping the animals grow bigger and healthier.
Okay.
It's good for the world.
I see. Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't appreciate fish as much. I mean, look, I'll be honest, yeah?
Yeah, I can see that.
People always talk about having fish as pets, and I never really get it because...
You don't like fish?
No, it's not that I don't like fish. I mean, it's like, is that considered as a pet? I mean, sure, cool. A nice, beautiful aquarium in a house is very cool. But, yeah, it's just, at the end of the day, it's just a fish for me. I mean, I'm not as excited.
No.
I'm not as excited.
You're so mean to the fish.
I'm not as excited by a fish.
I think we have to consider the fact that they are a part of a food chain, so they really help in preserving the balance in the environment. Yeah, I guess I got that from Nemo.
All right.
Yeah, Nemo!
Fish, right?
Yeah, it's cowfish too.
Hashtag fish lives matter. All right, yeah. I'm getting some comments that we have some audio problems. Now, some people are saying that they can hear the audio completely fine. Some people are finding it that there might be some audio issues. So I apologize. I don't quite know what's going on, whether it's working or whether it's not working, because for some it is. So apologize for that. It can be an inconvenience. We'll try to fix it. However, for now, let's move on to our last story today before we go to the comments section. Paulus, you have something to inform us.
Of course. All right. So before I start, I know that you guys here eat a lot of street food, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever we go for lunch, we go for street food. Yeah, because just recently, Bangkok's first free street food space has opened. And just like what I said, street food is a quintessential part of the Bangkok experience. And food stalls here are plentiful, and they are usually highly concentrated in MRT areas or bus stations. And due to these high volume of stalls, streets get clogged, and they are kind of an inconvenience, and they cause delays to the Bangkok commuters. And now, City Governor Chud Chart Sitipun, to address this problem, has launched Hello Habre, which is at Samyan Mir Town on Rama 4 Road. He believes that reorganizing the locations for hawkers and street vendors across the city by locating suitable areas will declog the busy spaces. Samyan Mir Town, for example, has agreed to provide Bangkok's first free food space next to its building in Soi Chula 42. So, yeah. It's nice. It's a nice location, actually, because there are a lot of street food there and also street stalls. So these spaces are free to use for the vendors on Monday to Friday at 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Some street vendors operate in groups, especially in local markets, which means you can go to the same place every night and have a different choice of meal. And some are even open 24 hours, so that's really good, right? You can get your favorite food anytime.
Wait, so you could go to the same place, but you, like, your favorite stall might not be there the next time. That would be slightly annoying to me. But hey, look, free spaces.
Free spaces, yeah.
And I think the Bangkok governor himself has been working quite hard in the entirety of 22 or since he's been in office to get street vendors out of the street. Because a lot of the time they block the footpath.
Yes.
People can't walk. So, you know, finding space for them to move to is the least that they can do. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not permanent, and it's first come, first serve, right, I guess?
Yeah.
Right
Well, actually, Chud Chart said it is a really great quote because he believes that creating a space for these vendors, he will be really helpful. So he quoted, "The project does not require the city to invest in building more space for street vendors, but instead promotes the use of existing space to the fullest. So having these spaces for these vendors will be of great help for their livelihood and also for the mobility of people here in Bangkok."
What a big change.
Yeah, it will be a big change.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially done with most of the headlines. As always, you can find the full stories on thetiger.com, and more stories and headlines coming on later on TNT Today. For now, we would like to take some comments from our members and from our viewers. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for commenting on our shirts, by the way. Yes, we went for the full lumberjack today.
Yes.
We've got two boys, two girls, great combo lumberjack shirts, all different colors. It's happening here. This is a lumberjack convention. Welcome everyone to the chat. Anybody got a first question or comment? By the way, you can go to the YouTube section, and if you feel like any comment that you'd like to address, please go for it. And also, guys, this is the first time that Polis and Lynette are joining us live, so please take that into consideration. Be kind, and go easy on them.
Well, there was a comment from Damien Jesser, our member, and he said, "Tell her not to be so nervous. Chill. We are all crazy here."
Please adore me and Paulus.
We are a bunch of crazy people here, and a lot of the time I don't make a lot of sense. So hopefully next week we love to do a show called Tiger Unfiltered, where for about an hour we literally go fairly unfiltered, and people can ask us any question that they want, and sometimes they're goofy, sometimes they're serious, sometimes, and it's just a better way for us to get to know our viewers and communicate with them. So we'll try to do one next week with all four of us. For now, we'll just take a couple of quick questions. So for example, William Hart says, "Jay's fake British accent is amusing." Thank you very much, William. Thank you very much, William. I don't know if you're actually British, but I think any British person would say that my accent's not actually British. Neither is it very American. It's just kind of a confused accent in the middle. I went to an international school, and therefore my voice sounds the way it does. I wish I could. I was a good enough actor to put this up every day. However, no love lost. As long as you're still watching us, I appreciate the support.
Yeah. Some would call it an international accent, actually, what you have.
Marcia.
What we both have Mm-hmm. Have you guys studied in an international school?
No, but I've been to. Like, I visited one, but I haven't been, like, immersed into an international school.
Mm. And for you, it's a Thai school?
For me, right? No, I'm studying at the ordinary Thai school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. But you studied abroad as well, didn't you?
No.
Why did you not? Cool.
I've studied English from my, like, hobbies.
Okay.
And that's why I can speak a bit of English.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I must address this. First of all, John Peak, I heard you, my man, after the 10th time. But just relax, man. We got this. So, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that my microphone is a lot closer to my mouth. Therefore, my voice is a lot more louder and clearer. We will fix this for next time. Yeah, Kalina, you're going to have to go this close.
I think they already adjusted her mic when she was
oh, okay.
Speaking yeah. Where she is.
I apologize. We didn't have enough stands. We will get another stand. It's not often that we have four people on at the same time. But yes, we will fix the mic so that her voice is a lot louder next time. And yeah, sorry. Yeah, continue.
All right.
Scott D says that usually it takes a couple of weeks before people get into the groove. So that's a message for Paulus and Lynette.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. We have supportive audiences, so that's great. That's
cool. We do. We have some. Mm-hmm. So most of the people who actually watch us live every morning, they watch us every morning. They're the diehard GMT fans. And I know other people can't join us live because of work or because of time difference. I know they would if they could. But yeah, we have a bunch of crazy, fun, loving Tiger Family members. And yeah, we thank them for their support. As always, they've supported us through everything. Even when there were two people in a small room in Phuket, to now having our own studio, we've come a long way. Yeah.
Sick Puppy would like to welcome you guys.
Sick Puppy, dirty dog. Yeah. You gotta watch out for Sick Puppy.
You know, we filmed a Q&A session yesterday, and the first comment we addressed was from Sick Puppy, and her message to him was,
"Get well soon, Sick Puppy."
Sick Puppy is a party boy. He's a wild one, so you gotta be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So I read some comments here from Teddy Bear.
Yeah,
we would like to thank you. You are fine, Lynette and Paul. Great start.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, right. There's an example here. Mojo82 says, it's 2:30 a.m. here, wherever he is, and I have to be at work at 10. Mojo82, love the dedication. Thank you for joining us live. We've got Scott D, who says, Jay, I wish that I could speak three languages like you.
You can speak three languages, right? So that's English, Thai, and...
Four, but yes.
Oh, four?
Four.
But it's okay. Who's counting? Those?
Multilingual.
Like English, Thai,
Hindi. I definitely can read and write also and speak Urdu. But I grew up in Dubai for 6 years, and it was compulsory to learn Arabic there as well.
Mm.
So I can read and write, and I used to be able to speak Arabic quite well. I've basically forgotten it all by now.
Can you show a bit of that?
Definitely not. And in high school, I did 4 years of French.
Mm-hmm. My gosh.
French?
Yeah.
She's learning French right
it
now.
Sounds impressive.
I think she speaks French too.
Oh, yeah, you were a French major, right? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there we go. Like, now we have French speakers.
Je peux parler un peu français.
Oh, no. Let's move on.
Oh, no, Jay.
I said I took French. I didn't say I could speak French. There we go. Sick Puppy. First round of drinks on Bobo. I mean, he's just a high roller.
You see, Bobo is actually very expensive. So when he says that, I'm shocked that he would be able to, like, you know, party there so often.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike BKK says, welcome all, good job dressing for success. Yes, I made sure everyone was wearing lumberjack today.
Oh, that's up to you if you want to. Texable says, what's her name? Her name is Lynette.
Lynette. Can call me Lynette.
Yeah, Lynette and Paulus. And Carmel.
And Jay.
And Jay.
The slumberjack party family.
Yeah.
Did you want to address a comment?
I would just like to highlight this up. Most Asians can speak more than two languages.
That is true.
That is fairly true,
that
yes.
That is fairly true, yeah.
Almost all of my friends can speak at least three.
At least three?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have
really?
A, Yes, fluently. So for example, like a lot of my friends are like me, as in we all went to international school, so like we can speak English. We've lived in Thailand long enough to learn Thai, and we're all from different countries. So my Taiwanese Chinese friends can speak Chinese. My Malaysian Singaporean friends can also speak Mandarin or Malayu, you know, Bahasa from India, Tagalog from Philippines. And even the Westerners, if they're coming from Germany, they speak German. We've lived here so long that we speak at least three languages. And then in school, we were kind of forced. It was compulsory to learn a fourth one, which is only beneficial if you're a constant traveler to that country or you'll just forget it. So it sounds a lot more amazing for us. We were just born into it. So I guess it's just a change in the modern times as well, right? We're just kids who got to basically, we're lucky enough and privileged enough to travel for whatever reason, and we're stuck with it. It wasn't fun learning them, I'll be honest with you. It was definitely not fun learning them. Now it's kind of cool. It's like when you play piano when you're young, you know?
Oh, everyone's it's torturous.
Everyone's going out to play football and stuff, and I've got like, oh, I've cut my piano lesson. Now it's like, you play piano?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I get that reaction.
Yeah. Oh, you play piano?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
You just reacted.
A bit, yeah.
But, I can too.
You can too? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Oh, look at that. We're piano players.
Maybe like a live show for them, like a musical.
I'm sorry, guys, but in a band, there could only be one piano player, so.
Oh, yeah, technically,
we could make a new one.
We're going to have a piano off. All right. Kimo Isaacson says, does any of the new team members know where is Finland? Do you know where is Finland?
Yes, I know.
Nice.
yeah. Okay, I know Finland, guys.
All right. Paulus, Finland?
Yeah.
Fan of Finland?
Kind of, because they're like Finnish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I've never been there before. Have you?
I've never been to Finland, no. I would like to go to Finland, though. All right. I'm from New Zealand. Lots of people say I need to learn to speak English.
I love their dedication, though. Like, coming from all over the world and watching us at this hour. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
So cool.
A comment from Weston Hepworth. It's great seeing some new faces. Welcome to the team. Looking forward to seeing and hearing more from you all.
Oh. I've got a comment here from Damien who says, Greg, he's actually talking to someone else, but he says, Greg, don't worry. They don't understand Oz or Kiwis. Do you guys find it difficult to understand certain either dialects or accents. So, you know, the Australian accent is quite significantly different. Australian Kiwis and then Australian and Kiwis. And then, you know, Scottish accents or some UK accents. Do you find some accents more difficult than others?
British. Sometimes they speak too fast and I can't catch up what they're saying. Like, you can say like a cup of tea. Tea?
Cup of tea. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
A bottle?
So some English accents are a bit too fast. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Paulus?
Yeah. Me too. I would go for British or Australian. Well, I've talked to some of them before, and it's kind of hard to piece out what they're saying unless they slow down. But yeah, I guess you know, it won't be them that will be adjusting for me, but me because you know it's their communication style. So yeah.
Okay.
We have to catch up to them.
Carmel?
Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Like, I think with British accents, Australian accents, I've gotten used to those. But when I hear someone Scottish speak and they don't slow down, I pretend like I understood what they said. And then the person next to me, I'd be like, what did they say? What did they say? What did they say? And they would translate it to me. And I'm like, oh, I did not catch that. Like, it's very difficult to understand. Any accent for you?
I think for UK accents, I was cool. The first time I struggled with some accents were actually when I was living in Doha and I met a lot of people from Africa. In particular, like some of my friends from Nigeria and Uganda, they had a special accent for certain words. So I wouldn't understand what word they're talking about. And I'd be like,
what did you just say?
Yeah, like I'd understand the whole sentence except the main word, what they're talking about. So they'd be like, hey, I'm going to go to the store to pick up a what?
A what?
Yeah.
You know what text symbol said?
What?
Just smile and nod.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And that's the answer. That's the question.
Yeah, imagine like they ask you a question.
Yeah.
I just realized something. Scott D says, when Jay first started, he would open the program with, hello. I don't do that anymore, do I?
I think you start off now with Welcome to Good Morning.
I do. I just forgot about it. I don't know. I've just kind of evolved. But maybe we should bring back the hello. What do you say? Let the people decide. Mm-hmm. Should the hello come back? Okay, before we move on, what is your favorite accent, you would say?
If I can do, I would go for a British.
British accent. Oh, yeah. So it's also your favorite accent?
Yeah, it's also my favorite, but the hard one too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Paulus?
Yeah, if I could, I would go for British or Australian.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they sound nice.
British or Australian.
Yeah, they sound nice.
So the accents you find difficult to understand are also your favorite.
Yes, that's why we're making an effort to understand them.
Oh my God, it's so unique. Yeah. It's so mysterious. Beautiful. What are they saying?
Yeah.
Amo?
British as well.
Oh, there we go. We've got a full British house.
And what about you?
Yeah, and you?
In particular, Irish.
Irish?
Yes. Cool. Yeah, I think the Irish accent is very charming.
Yeah, I believe so too, because I've been like a fan of Niall Horan from One Direction before.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's why I find it beautiful as well.
He's Irish?
Irish, yeah, oh. Irish accent. It was thick before.
I know just now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Welsh accent. I've been watching that Wrexham FC documentary on Disney Plus, so I've been hearing a Welsh accent a lot.
What does the Welsh accent sound like?
Just sounds like a British accent that's very difficult to understand.
Maybe some words are very strong or something.
I guess, yeah. Ah, yeah. Jay, English isn't just English. Every region has an area that has their own accents, jargon, meaning, and even pronunciations. Absolutely, Dominic Chen, you are right. Are they going to Rolling Loud? Ooh, sick puppy. Pattaya resident, I think.
Yeah.
So we were all excited about the Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
However, we quickly realized that it's very expensive.
Yes, now, like at least 13K.
13 to 15,000 baht for the ticket. Now, those are for 3 days. I asked if it's possible to buy just for 1 day, but it's not possible unless something's changed. Mm. Any chance that you would spend 13 to 15,000 to go to Rolling Loud?
If you pay for me, is that okay?
If I pay for you, okay, fair enough. Yeah, this is what I'm working on, our Tiger sponsor or something, so we can go.
Maybe you can give us a gift of us, video team.
Just the video team? A gift from Jay? Okay. Yeah, keep dreaming. She's just joined. She'll learn. Anyways, I was very excited to go, but yeah, it's mainly because of the price, but I get it. Like, Thailand doesn't have so many stars coming at the same time, and this might be one of the biggest festivals with such a big... with such big headliners. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I'm very excited, but I'm like, that sounds like three concerts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Paying
15,000
baht. It is. Sounds like three individual concerts, but this is like, you know, Cardi B or Chris Brown are probably going to come. Yeah, they're probably going to come 2 hours late for like a 30 to 45 minute set and then just leave immediately and never come back. So I don't know if it's worth it for me.
If it would be like they are assigned on different days, then the ticket would be reasonable.
Yeah,
but if they it would are be like nice on the same day.
The day.
Yeah,
yeah. If we could pick the dates, but I think that would be very sad. Imagine everyone chooses just based on the artist that they want, right? So they'll choose like just one day, and then the rest like has very few people. Oh, that'd be sad. But I do have some concern with this concert because. It is going to be the very first big concert that Thailand is hosting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of international artists are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, crowd control is what I'm concerned about, like, and it's if it's the first time. But I hope that, like, everyone that goes will be safe because I heard bad things for concerts happening in, like, U.S. and even sometimes here in Thailand where crowd control was really bad.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a heads up to our event organizers.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I was surprised Chris Brown is coming. Firstly, I was surprised that he's still relevant. Yeah, for me, completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like 10 years ago, I'd be like, no, maybe 10 or 15 years ago before he went crazy for a bit with the whole domestic abuse and stuff that's inexcusable. So I would never want to go see his concert in the first place because... Yeah, he ruined everything for me. Before that, he was a great... he artist. Was once great. Yeah, as an artist, as a dancer. And then maybe it got to his head or maybe he's just a crazy person and just went nuts on with the whole situation with Rihanna and stuff. But yeah, I'm surprised that he's here or he's coming or he's still doing concerts. Like, in a time now where, like, you know, cancel culture and being woke is the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How is this possible?
Well, I think because recently his songs are getting a hit on TikTok and he's being in line with Cardi B. So since Rolling Stone is like,
Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Rolling Loud is like a party, right? So that's why they lined him up. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And we do still hear a lot of his songs in bars and pubs. So. Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And you will be seeing more of Lynette Polis in the coming weeks and days. So this was just our way of introducing them. You know, they just they've recently joined our team. We wanted them to get accustomed to the team, the videographers, the way we do our shows, the way we do our videos. So please be kind, you know, send them your love and support. Let them know how great the Tiger family is in the comment section below if possible. And thank you for watching. And hopefully next week we will do a Tiger Unfiltered where you can ask them any questions that you want. Mm-hmm. And please support them in their new journey with the Tiger. And we hope you enjoy the videos that they do. Any last words, Lynette?
Nice to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. That's all.
All right.
I'm really excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Paulus?
Yeah, of course. I'm really excited to be here too. And we look forward, Lynette and I look forward to serving you more and delivering more news and videos for you guys.
All right. Carmelo?
I'm just glad today went really well. I was so nervous for today.
Yeah.
But so yeah.
We are figuring out, not necessarily a new format, but how we're going to be doing the show, you know, who's going to be on the show. Presenters or the roles in the team. Thank you for Carmel for helping me out this week, by the way. I was doing it solo last week. And yeah, a big shout out to the voice of God, hashtag Carmel, for stepping up and taking her role and doing an excellent job, might I add. We hope to continue to provide great information and fun and entertainment for you. Thank you for supporting us and thank you for being so patient with us. And we hope you continue to support us as always. For now, we would like to bid you a great Lumberjack Friday. We hope you have an amazing weekend. Until Monday morning, we'll see you again. Take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.